welcome to the most people at Tin Train's ATP Nightmare Before Christmas, curated by My Bloody Valentine special podcast. Here follows our narrative. Yeah, the My Bloody Valentine didn't curate the podcast, but we curated the podcast, but they curated the music, but we chose the music for the podcast, but they chose the music for the festival. So here follows our narrative of our weekend.
So we've arrived in Taunton, the end of the line for the train service, the last and closest town to Minehead where the festival is actually being held, and so far we're not very impressed with it, so Dasal's going to share with you some of his views.
Okay, so Dasal, what are your views on Taunton as a town?
It's a shithole! You really know? My problem, I think Taunton, you know, might not be that bad, but today it does feel like some sort of washed out post-apocalyptic frontier town. The most annoying bit is, it's not raining, it's not cloudy, it's like a combination of the two, and it's just shit. They don't even say look right or look left at a crossing.
Oh. They don't care if anyone dies or gets run over here, at least there'd be some excitement for once. You know,
and I've seen about 20 Chinese takeaways, but not a single Chinese person.
And two sex shops.
Yeah. True.
Not a single bank.
Yeah, that's true, actually. No banks at all. Bizarre. But there is a shop specifically dedicated to Hoovers, which I can get behind.
Yeah. They had the full range of Henry Hoover.
They had the pink Henry Hoover. Who heard of the thing? Henry, the pink Henry Hoover.
They had the child version.
The child version?
Yeah,
what's the child's
kid
name?
The version of the Dyson as well. So it's a little toy thing.
Is that four kids, or like like Henry, but a kid? Or
I
both?
I think it's four kids. I'm not sure. It could be some sort of like child labour device.
Could be for height. What's the politically correct term for midget?
Vertically challenged.
Dwarf? Porg?
I don't know.
What did you say?
Anyway, porg?
I don't know. About
person of restricted growth.
I'm glad we're getting out of here.
Yeah,
and that's enough tape wasted.
Starting off the weekend, first band, De La Soul, Party On. This is me, myself, and I.
Just me, myself, and I. It's just me, myself, and I. It's just me, myself, and I. It's just me, myself, and I. And from me, myself, and I. It's just me, myself, and I. It's just me, myself, and I. It's just me, myself, and I. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory for plug one and two. But that glory's been denied by cassids and gooky eyes. People think they did.
diss my person by stating I'm darkly packed. I know this, so I point at Q-Tip and he states,
black is black.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, shovel chestnuts in my path. Just keep all nuts dripping up so I don't get an aftermath. But if I do, I'll calmly punch them in the 4th day of July. Cause they try to mess with 3rd degree, that's me, myself, and I. It's just me, myself, and I. It's just me, myself, and I. It's just me, myself, and I.
Round up what we feel at the festival so far. Rob, what's your thoughts?
It's very strange. I mean, the main stage is pretty much in a huge tent, and then there's loads of arcades at the back, so you can get the best of both worlds and play some arcades and listen to bands at the same time. I mean, we saw De La Soul for starters, who were a lot of fun. What do you think, De La Soul?
I thought they were awesome. It's exactly what I wanted at that time, and they were exactly what I thought they were going to be like. It was a good day. They got the party atmosphere going.
Yeah, but they mentioned that they've been doing this for 20 years, about 50 million times. So, I don't know, but that was good.
Yeah, I thought that was, the fact that they mentioned that so much, it's sort of like, yeah, but basically every band performing this weekend has been doing it for 20 years.
That's a good,
that's true, there's very few, like, newish bands on the lineup.
The bands that are playing here are the bands that were around when My Bloody Valentine.
No, the Pains Being Pure Heart, although they sound like the My Bloody Valentine, and No Age, and Horrors. Most of the bands either are from 20 years ago or sound like they're from 20 years ago.
Don't we see Yola Tango, who were definitely the band of the evening for me?
They were a mess. They still do
it. And so what made Yola Tango so good for you to sell?
Just Ira flipping Catland. Just
spazzing out on the guitar.
Yeah, like that first song, he just came on. No, the first song was amazing, where it was just like a two-note bass riff for like 15 minutes and just noise and feedback and shit over the top. It was amazing.
What we were saying, like, the other team was getting so bored. Seriously bored, because they just do the same riff over and over again for about 20 minutes. And
that's good then.
I really like the ones the bassist sings though. They're really good. I like his voice. He's got a good voice.
Yeah, so what's the bassist called?
I can't remember. I think we should play some Yola Tango now because he blabbed on long enough. Little Honda. That was good.
I can't believe they played that.
Faster, it's all
well come to a special ATP version of Breakfast Banter, but it's actually brunchtime banter, isn't it, Desai?
How do you like your burger in the morning, / 12 o'clock?
Because we wanted to have a full English.
Why we catch up?
That was good, Desai. You should be a professional songwriter.
He could be a redcoat.
We wanted to have a full English, but we got here at, 12:30, and they only served breakfast till 11:30, which was a kick in the nuts, but at least we got to go swimming, eh? So tell us about your lunch, / brunch, / breakfast.
Well, I did originally want to go for the chili burger, but turns out they didn't have any. One spoon down.
I think we should do forks, because it's brunch.
One fork down already. What? So, a main course fork and a starter fork or something.
Something like that, yeah.
So yeah, one fork down for that. So I had the normal standard burger and it came quite quickly, you know. It only took 5 minutes, I think, to come. A lovely little sort of relish it came with. A spattering of chips. The chips I thought were a little sparse. They didn't really have any direction to them either. I thought they'd just be dumped on the plate in a very uninterested way, but when it came to the burger was good. It had a nice flame grilled finish to it, had a little bit of lettuce, but it was a little, the bread was a little dry, it needed more sauce. I had to keep on adding more sauce myself to it, which I think is a bit of a letdown when it comes to burgers, but I'd say, if any of our listeners know, it's better than a Yulu burger, better than a burger from the court as well, but they're not better than, say, Burger King. No,
and there is a Burger King just around the corner, so maybe we should go there tomorrow. Anyway, my meal, I was pretty impressed by the burger actually, but I was a bit perturbed that it came without any sauce on it, but that meant that I could plaster it in not only mayonnaise, ketchup, but also mint sauce, because I had a lamb burger. And yeah, it was good. I didn't really care about the direction of the chips. I cared about the taste, and they tasted good to me. So I give it three forks. How about you, Desai?
Forks wise, a solid three. A solid three. Sun and Moon.
Sun and Moon Cafe at Butlins.
Yeah, I want to make a comment about the coffee, because I had a cup of coffee, what was called coffee, which was basically, it was brown. And it was liquid, but that's about all the resemblance it had to a real cup of coffee, because it doesn't really taste like coffee. And on the
I thought it tasted quite good until the bottom.
It tastes nothing like... When I want coffee, I want, kind of bitter coffee taste. It doesn't really taste like coffee.
Edwin, you said...
We were saying, oh, we could go to Costa if we want a coffee. You said, no, I want a cheap as shit coffee.
I got half of that. I got the shit element. But look, the most worrying thing about it, at the bottom of the cup, there's a kind of brown sludge, which is like mud. I don't know where that's come from. Anyway. It's very viscous. I would give it a one coffee spoon.
All right, that's enough talking about food. We'll be back with more music later. We saw TV personalities as well.
I really like TV personalities. No one else seems to have done, but I like them a lot.
Whether they were really shit or really good, I don't know. I'm still having this debate in my head. There's a few that, going by your genrefication theory, Edwin, they're, as a band, I can't say, but they had some good songs and had some shit songs.
Yeah, that's true.
My father shouting at my mother in the room next door. He's always threatening it's a package best, cause he can't take any more. And my brother's anorexic, and no one seems to care about the state he's in. And my sister's in the club, she's a barmaid in the pub, and my mother's full of gin. Silly poetry. Writing poems for the girl I love, but she doesn't love me. And I'm supposed to go out at night, it's not safe on the street. And it's hard to disagree, it's a place I swear to you, can't trust anyone you meet.
roundup of day two, Saturday. What have you all seen today, Tassel? What are your thoughts?
Well, I think we started with swimming, and me and Rob went swimming at about 10:30 in the morning. There's a great range of slides. The the black hole, the blue comet, and the Master Blaster.
Is that as awesome as the name suggests?
No. It's quite sedate, pretty boring, and I had to wait like half an hour for a raft, which was pretty lame. But yeah, the swimming's pretty good.
The, no, the music! No one cares about the swimming.
The wave pool was pretty shit. Now what with the music, as Rob says.
First, we waited for about an hour to see Thurston Moore and Kim Gordon get interviewed.
That's not true, we watched some soundcheck.
Oh yeah, we watched Sonic Youth soundcheck and then we saw them get interviewed by Ian Svenonius, who's about the worst person about to interview people.
No, I really like his style, I think it's really good.
He gets good topic, he starts good conversations, his questions mean shit.
Anyone who's their main question to Thurston Moore is who's your favourite chef has got to be in my good books.
Anyway, and then we saw...
Who was his favourite? Anthony Bourdain.
Anthony Bourdain, the punk chef. Who did we see?
Harmony Rockets.
Oh, Harmony Rockets were amazing.
Harmony Rockets were amazing. They were just so good. Yeah, I really think they're going to be my favourite band of the weekend.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
If you don't know about Harmony Rockets, they're an offshoot of...
Mercury Rev.
They just, basically they have one record that's a one track live recording of them making noise.
Paralyzed Mind of the Archangel Void.
Yeah. Note to self, make Toby go swimming.
Memo.
Possibly with lead boots.
pastels.
Yeah, we caught a bit of the pastels.
Yeah, you yeah. pastels. I thought they were really good. They were quite a bit different to most of the ATP type bands. Like a bit twee, bits. It was quite sedate. It was good.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I was quite surprised when I first saw the Pastels were playing an MBV curated.
Well, MBV used to be properly twee before. Isn't
really?
It? Yeah. All their EPs are like really indie pop. They sound exactly like the Pains of Being Pure Heart.
Okay, well, I've not heard their EPs really.
And then how was The Fog, Edwin?
The Fog were really good. They played a couple of Dinosaur Jr. songs, which is awesome. And I thought they had Mike Watt on bass, but it wasn't Mike Watt, it was a really fat man. I don't know who it was. They were very, very kind of Jay Maskus-y. Like massive
they were basically Jay Maskus.
Yeah, basically, pretty much. They were good though.
The one problem with them I thought was they just... It was just Jay Maskus. I thought he needed he needed that sort of antidote.
He needs Lou, I think.
Exactly. He needs Lou there as well, otherwise it's just too over the top.
He needed the Lou.
Wee.
Basically, the bassist they had was just a bit boring.
He was alright. He was playing some quite good stuff. It just wasn't Lou, you know. Yeah, and he didn't sing anything, which is a shame.
Scene we are missing.
Here's Dom with our joke at the festival.
What's Scrooge's favourite Christmas game?
I don't know. What is Scrooge's favourite Christmas game?
Monopoly.
Rob, you saw Horrors.
I thought they put on a good show, but I don't know, something about the sound, it sounded a bit flat for most of it, and then towards the end, once, like, what's that song called, Ice Age, a new Ice Age, came on, they started getting really good. So yeah, maybe they should have been playing a smaller stage rather than the main one.
Yeah.
And then,
but no, I agree with you on the fact that I think I really like it, but I think their sort of music is definitely a sort of internal sort of music, sort of like it needs to be in a club, it needs to be in a room sort of music.
Yeah. And I think mostly it just needs to be on record. I'm not sure it translates for live.
Yeah.
Now we're going to play some of the Horrors. This is New Ice Age, which when they played in the set, this is when they started to make an imprint on the crowd, so I hope you enjoy it.
We'll be right back.
got a massage, by the way.
Did you? Was it good?
How was that? How much?
You paid whatever you wanted to. I paid £2.70. I thought it was well worth it. Some people have paid 20
Wait,
quid.
Was it a foot massage or a normal massage?
Head and back and neck massage. Basically, I was really tired and my back and head and neck were really hurting. And I went back. I went to sit in the back during the horrors. And then I thought, wait a minute, massage. I asked them, is it free? They said, no, but you can pay what you want. I thought, I'm sold. I'm sold right there. And
the massage is sold to you.
Yeah.
At this point, anyway, I was at home having a nap, unsurprisingly small, preparatory for one of my most anticipated bands of the weekend, which was Sonic Youth.
Yeah.
Even though I've seen them before this year, they were still amazing.
Yeah.
Still ridiculously tight, like unbelievably so.
Only problem is they played way too much of the new album.
Yeah, they played pretty much the whole new album and about three tracks, three songs that weren't from the new album.
It was all worth it for Death Valley 69.
Yeah, they played Death Valley 69 for the encore, which was amazing and unexpected.
This is I decided my rules about encore. It's that encore was acceptable.
Fair enough. See the Pin Train's blog for Desalles and Laws of Encore.
That's just about the best ever. That's a big commendation from Desalles saying that the encore was acceptable.
Okay, this is the last Sonic Youth song they played as their encore, and it was a really good version actually, although it didn't have Lydia Lunch. Death Valley 69.
Note to self, Edwin has showers at unusual times.
And then we had a couple of hours break, and then we watched No Age, who brought the ruckus.
They sure did. When No Age were sound checking, there was this random man on stage, and none of us knew who it was. And
we were
just
like, me and Edwin and Rob were like, who's that man? Who's that guy? What's he doing on
there? Because there was an extra guitar and an extra mic stand on stage, and we're like, who is
this
guy?
There's only two people in No Age, who is that guy? And we thought, is it a roadie or something? A roadie? Who knows?
But then the last 15 minutes of No Age set, Bob Mole came on stage from Husker Du, and they played two Husker Du songs, which is pretty awesome.
That was the guy who was sound checking.
It was the guy.
Basically, yeah.
So we didn't recognise Bob Mole.
We confused Bob Mole, but I don't know what Bob Mole looks like. Why should I know? I only know Husker Du from a vague few albums, that's it.
Alright.
It's pretty epic.
And during No Age, I lost my glasses in the mosh pit and they got trampled, so now I can't really see for the rest of the weekend.
But they got recovered.
Yeah, I need to try and put them back together and unbend them.
Lots of people in the mosh pit lost things.
It was like the most losing-based mosh pit ever. There were about three times people down on the floor looking for stuff.
Everyone out that pit was ridiculous.
I think someone got...
Keep in possession.
Pretty sure someone lost a shoe and then it got thrown on stage a bit later.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I thought so. Yeah, no, people lost a lot of things and I was looking on floors for things and I picked up things to give to people like, no, that's not what I've lost. Basically, everything was someone else.
Someone had lost like two t-shirts as well.
Yeah.
I don't know how they did that.
But yeah, it was good. I think my hearing's going to suffer again as the last time I went to see No Age.
And now for the band, as Rob described, they brought the fucking ruckus. This is...
They also broke my fucking glasses.
Yeah, this is No Age, Brain Burner. This morning, how was it?
It was amazing, yeah. I did end up falling in the hole upside down there, so, and I kicked the wall by mistake, so that's bleeding now.
You're a real hard man.
Yeah, I kicked the wall to death.
That's a little worrying. It wouldn't surprise me if the walls in Butlins were actually fake and made of some weird animal they'd found.
What?
Like, this is what I think of, okay?
Rob, talk us through what you saw yesterday.
We started off with the Lilies, who were quite nice, but overall quite unremarkable.
I really like them, actually. I was surprised. I'm definitely going to check them out, try and get some records.
Followed up by A Place to Bury Strangers, who were fucking amazing and so intense. Like, it got so loud towards the end. Like, I loved... They put their guts into it. And for the most part, because of the minimal lighting, they look like silhouettes on stage for most of it. And
I thought there were only three of them. For
yeah,
most of it,
the whole show. It looked like there were three of them on stage, but then the lights came on when they finally put some strobes on. There were five of them on stage, and towards the end, they did proper mental shit.
Yeah, and their final breakdown, like the singer was dragging his guitar across the stage by its lead and shit like that. It was awesome.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy. It was some guitar deconstruction right there.
And here's A Place to Bury Strangers with In Your Heart.
With the arcade games. Dazal, do you want to talk us through it?
I had a great experience with the arcade games. They're so much fun. I was doing so well. Tickets and tickets and tickets. Especially the Crazy Frog game. It took me a while to figure out how it worked. But yeah, it's basically whack-a-mole. And skee ball was pretty good as well. But I got about 40 tickets in my first session.
Then we had a massive windfall on Deal or No Deal.
Then yeah, Deal or No Deal. I just got 70 tickets. I had 40 before, now I've got an extra 70. I thought, fuck yes, I'm probably going to win a laptop or so with this amount of tickets. And so I was like, I ran over to the ticket exchange place. It's closed. I think it's been closed all weekend. And yet I've been here hoarding my tickets. I've got literally about 10 meters of tickets and nothing to do with them.
Distressing.
Swerve driver, who were kind of dream poppy. Quite nice, I thought. What did you think?
Yeah, I like them as well. Kind of more rocky than most shoegaze. More like rocky than most shoegaze as well. Kind of.
No, they're like poppy, rocky shoegaze.
I don't know. Some dream pop, some more rocky stuff. But they're quite nice. It's pretty good, and they seem to be really enjoying it.
do we see there? We saw a bit of Moon, who were quite nice, but they were overall just a lesser Sigaross, really.
Yeah, alright, but they were quite nice, they're just a bit samey, a bit tedious.
Cigaros. They were a happier Sigaross.
Yeah. Less melancholy Sigaross. Yeah, they're alright.
And then we saw Dirty Three, who were incredible and definitely had the best banter of the weekend.
Yeah, we taped some of the banter.
Like they don't have any vocals, but they have a mic on stage just so he can.
That was Warren Ellis out of Grinderman.
Yeah. Is he in Grinderman?
He's in The Bad Season, Grinderman. Yeah.
Yeah. Him and Nick Cave are like best friends.
Yeah.
So I think we're going to play a song by them. I think we're going to let Warren Ellis himself introduce it. Because Edwin recorded some of his awesome banter.
This is a song, ladies and gentlemen, that the Australian children sit around the campfire and play their didgeridoos and play this on the acoustic guitar, because it's in the sort of pantheon of songs like Smoke on the Water and Paranoid and Now I Wanna Be Dumb. And when they've done those riffs and they get stuck into this one after they've had a couple of liters or 10 of wine that's cheap and hot. And probably a packet of Araldite glue as well. This is a song called... It's called... Everything.
song caused one man in front of us to take his jumper and t-shirt off. I think he enjoyed that a bit too much.
After that, we saw the curators for the weekend, My Bloody Valentine. What did you think of them, Rob?
Not as loud as everyone said at the beginning, yeah. And then towards the end, it did get fucking loud. But I stuck out without any earplugs. And I think my tinnitus is almost gone, so.
I'm ringing really bad.
No, I think
still.
My tinnitus is gone. I slept like a baby
is
on the train.
Is that a good sign that mine's really bad still?
And you wore your earplugs for longer than any of us.
It shows you're quite sensitive still to the sound, whereas me and Robin are now completely unreceptive.
Anyway, so we'll talk about the noise bit in a minute, but what about the main set?
Mostly pretty amazing, but some bits are a bit shit.
Yeah. Just like Only Shallow and Coming Alone, stuff like that were absolutely fantastic. Just assaults of guitar noise, so good. Yeah. What about the noise section then? What did you think about that, Rob?
Section, apparently. I thought it was pointless. And I said it at the time, less shoegaze, more like watch gaze, if you ask me. 15 minutes of what sounds like a plane crash. It's just too much, you know?
I really enjoyed the Holocaust, but it would have been a lot better if it was 7 minutes long.
Yeah, I agree with that in a way, but I think it's a really cool experience. It's not like anything else I've ever felt, being pounded by walls of noise. It's not even necessarily about the hearing it,
it's just feeling it. The length of it did allow you to do some interesting experiments, like cover your ears and hear how it changes.
Yeah, and like turn your head around.
Yeah,
so
your head from side to side.
Any little bit of movement completely changed the sound of it.
Yeah, what were your thoughts on the festival as a whole?
Very good, actually. I enjoyed having a chalet so we could go back and have a cup of tea.
Yeah, not the most rock and roll of festivals.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. I think all festivals should be at Butlins. It was brilliant. It's so much better than camping. So much better.
Yeah, although it was very chilly in December. I'd rather go to one of the May ones next time.
Yeah.
But I guess it's all about the lineup at the end. And so best band of the weekend for each of you?
I think probably the best... Well, I don't know. It's kind of hard to tell because Sonic Youth are amazing, but then I thought they'd be amazing. I think probably the best set of the weekend for me was the Dirty Three or My Bloody Valentine. It's kind of hard to tell.
Harmony Rockets.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go with
Harmony. Yeah, Harmony Rockets are pretty good.
Harmony Rockets as well. So I'm going to stress to everyone who listens to this to go search out that album, download it, because I don't think they actually made it for any kind of profit, so they probably won't.
They made 500 copies.
So they won't care if you download it. Or ask me for a link, I'll give you one. It's amazing. So
so that's the end of our 3-day ATP roundup, 4-day ATP roundup. Thanks for listening. This has been Most People at Tin Chains with Rob.
Why did you say my name?
I don't know, you're supposed to say thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening.
To Sol.
Woo!
And Edwin, that's it. Bye-bye.
So to finish off the show, we thought we'd finish with the curators themselves, My Bloody Valentine playing You Made Me Realise without the stupid Holocaust section. Here you go. We'll be right back.
I feel we've been ripped off by Butlins. I think we might read a letter of complaint.
Nobody told me that the ticket shop was closed. They shouldn't have those games open if the ticket shop's closed. It's just evil!
Scandal. Note to self, Rob and DeSalle have been stealing my toothpaste. Do not ever give them any toothpaste again. Note to self, correction to the previous message, have Rob and DeSalle executed.